This morning in the English Premier League, Liverpool beat Southampton 2-1 at St Mary's. So final day, they are 1 point behind Manchester City in the race for the Premier League title. City at home to Aston Villa, Liverpool at home to Wolves. And for Aston Villa, you've got former Liverpool player Philippe Coutinho there. And of course, former Liverpool legend Steven Gerrard is their manager. And in the championship playoff final for a spot in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest, they won on penalties this morning in an absolute nail-biter after going to extra time against Sheffield United, and they'll play Huddersfield Town in the championship playoff final at Wembley. I think that's not this weekend, but the following weekend. Now we're talking some harness racing, and joining us from Club Menangle, well, Club Menangle, by the way, participating in the Pacing for Pink campaign in the month of May, where drivers will be voluntarily wearing pink trousers to assist in raising funds and awareness for the McGrath Foundation. And to tell us more about it from Club Menangle is Jess Watkins. Jess, good morning to you.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you on the show. So tell us about this Pacing for Pink campaign.
So the Pacing for Pink campaign runs throughout May, and it's currently Australia-wide this year, and the drivers voluntarily elect to drive in the pink pants, so they've engaged a sponsor themselves. And Club Menangle's also jumped on board with that, and we're donating $200 for every win by a driver in the pink pants at our track, also every female training win, and also for every horse that carries the number 8 saddle cloth, because that is pink.
Unreal. It just must be great to be able to partner with an organisation like the McGrath Foundation.
Absolutely. They do fantastic work supporting people through their breast cancer journey, and we're more than happy to support. And I think a lot of people in harness racing have been touched by someone with cancer, and it's so great to see the community jump on board.
And you've got a high tea later this month?
We do. The high tea's next Tuesday on May 24, and your very own Jamie Rogers will be emceeing the afternoon, and we've got some guest speakers as well. Fred Hastings, the premier race caller in New South Wales, will be popping in to give us some tips. We've got a representative from the McGrath Foundation coming out to speak, and also Kerri-Ann and Robert Morris from Lucky Lodge. They're local trainers here at Menangle, and they've currently got Robbie's sister Angie is facing her own breast cancer battle, and they're coming to talk about why they wanted to get involved with the campaign as well.
And no doubt you've got great support from drivers and all your stakeholders.
Absolutely. Everyone's jumped on board. We've got some great sponsors supporting the day, and all the participants have been fantastic, wanting to get out there and get success on the track.
Great stuff, Jess. Thanks for telling us about it.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Jess Watkins there, Club Menangle, doing their bit, Club Menangle, and the industry for the McGrath Foundation. I mean, the legacy of McGrath, yes, and that foundation part.
Unreal.
You've obviously been very close to it in your time in cricket.
Unreal.
And just, you know, the way that day has grown. And, we've seen, you know, England sort of
it's international
the same
now.
With through Andrew Strauss's wife, who sadly passed away.
South Africa do a game now overseas for McGrath Foundation. It's all around the world now. And yeah, and a lot of people deserve credit for where it's got to and where it will go. But Glenn has been an absolute superstar. He has been the face of it. He's working every day to try and see this thing grow and help as many people out as he possibly can, and deserves so much credit. And again, just the, you know, I think Jess just said it spot on. Even if it's not you personally, there's not too many of us that haven't been touched by cancer in general. Call it breast cancer, call it any form of cancer. If it's not you, it's someone close to you, it's family, it's friends, and it impacts everyone. It's absolutely devastating. So, you know, well done to the guys from Club Menangle as well to support this, and congratulations again to the McGrath Foundation for continuing to try to help as many people as they can.
8:30 News is next.